I'm a field service engineer at the dock. I'm actually a turner by trade. I've worked for the company for 34 years, although I've been at the dock here for 17 now. It started off as a primary treatment works where just the suspended solids, as they call them, are taken out of the water and it was taken straight out to river. Now they have biological filters. There's a treble treatment now. It's really sort of cleaned it up as it goes out into the river. Its sludge is digested and treated and pumped to Shell Green, where it's incinerated, and what's left is clean-ish and goes out into the river. So it's a vast improvement on what used to happen. The interceptor sewer goes from Crosby right through up to Speke. So there's something like 500,000 domestic premises and similar amount of industrial premises. All their waste comes down here. It's to the tune of about 50 million litres a day, something along them lines. I used to walk along the promenade when I was a lot younger and I seen what was floating down the river and it wasn't very nice. I wouldn't have swam in it 20 years ago, let's put it that way, but I'm quite happy with swimming in it now. Well, I've always liked swimming. I've always done it since a child, but I got into the open water swimming, as it's called, through United Utilities. They put an email out to people asking if they could swim a set distance. Did they fancy a challenge to swim across the river? That was in 1996. So me being an idiot, I said, well, okay, I'll have a go at that. So I went down to the Albert Dock where I rung the guy up who organised it all. I met them down the dock and basically he put a cap on me and said, jump in. Boy, was it cold. that's the thing you've got to get used to, is the cold water. The bug bit, so to speak, and I just love doing it. You know, it's just, you're in the open water, you just swim as far as you're physically capable of, really, you know. I really love it, I do. And there's plenty of other nutters as well. The police swim down the river. They used to do that every year. I don't know what they still do. Somebody decided we'd swim across it just to be different. So it is only once a year, but we have other open water swims that, well, near enough every weekend there's a swim going on somewhere in the country that you can attend, and if you feel the need to, like, you know. It's got to be timed right. You've got to set off at the right time. If it takes you too long to get across, the tide will take you out, you know, and obviously the safety boats pick you up if you've gone that far. But if you can get across in about 20, 25 minutes, you're doing okay. It's only like a mile, so it's not too bad. Most people make it across. I suppose the first time I did it, really, because it's an unknown. You're in the water, you're on your own, and it's just a case of putting your head down and getting across. To be honest, I didn't even feel the cold. Canoeists sent me miles out of my way. I ended up by the pierhead trying to swim back up the river against the tide, which, as anyone who knows the river will tell you, it's impossible because the tide's just too strong. So I actually made it across and got out a set of steps, but because they weren't the official finish steps, I didn't get a time, which I was most upset about. I'd have killed the canoeist if I could have got my hands on him. Even though I was steered the wrong way and I got out the wrong steps, I still swam across the River Mersey, and there's not a lot of people can say they've done it. I've had my bare bottom photographed, actually. A woman come when I was getting, there's no changing rooms there, and I was getting changed, and obviously you've got to get your costume off. And she shouted, yeah, love, she was reaching over the side, she took the picture of me bottom. So I thought, well, if that's what you want, well, go right ahead. But there's a lot of people sort of look over and ask you, what are you doing? You know, and you tell them, well, we're training because we're in a City of Liverpool open water swimmers, and this is our sort of training session. And when they ask us if it's cold, we say, well, we left the hot water tap on overnight, so it's not too bad. Well, some people do look at you funny. One fella said to me he wouldn't even put his foot in it, but he obviously doesn't know, and he hasn't seen the river as it is at the moment. You know, it is very clean. I've swallowed enough of it without any ill effects up to now. So I don't know. People have this perception of the river being really dirty and horrible, but it isn't. I've actually seen a seal in there when I was working on one of our pumping stations up the river. I've seen all kinds of wildlife on it, you know, so I suppose many years ago it was really bad, but there's not just sand and dock. There's wastewater treatment works on both sides of the river. But it tends to look dirty because it's very turbulent and it's silt mainly. When you're swimming in it, you just see the silt. You might get the odd block of timber floating past which has fallen off a vessel in the river, but nothing else. It had this reputation. People from other parts of the country would sort of call it, if you like, because it's an open sewer and what have you. It's getting cleaned up now, and I can swim across it because it's so clean.